Time now for another edition of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. As you could tell, this is not Paul. Paul, I believe, had a case of laryngitis this week. Hopefully, he'll catch up with us here a little later on. But right now, I am in Miss Sammy's kitchen talking with Miss Sammy this week. And going to do something a little different. Maybe not necessarily hit a recipe or two, but maybe talk a little about some of the places we've eaten over the years. Because as you just said a moment ago before we started the recording, I'm probably the one person you've ate with more over the last 50 years than anybody.
Probably so, Leo. We've had a lot of meals, some on the road and some in Mama's kitchen, right?
Yeah, that is true. So I was going to set it up this week, talk about maybe some of the best meals that we've had over the years. But I'll ask you, you've been around, we've been places here, there, and everywhere, this side of the Rockies, that side of the Rockies, Florida, north. But talk about some of the places that stick out in your mind.
Are we going to have a three-hour show this time?
No.
Oh, you're going to cut me off. You're not going to let me talk long.
Well, we'll do volume one. We may have to do volumes two, three, and four going forward. But
let me just think about some places that we've gone that we really liked through the years. You know, one of your favorites through the years has been Moonlight.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I started going there, what, about 82 or so? You had talked about it, but never let me go for some reason.
I don't think that was so. I went on a trip, you know, and your dad took you to Moonlight, so he said he was the one who started you going there.
But again, Moonlight, a unique place. Of course, as I always say, the Russians visited there.
Oh, well, everybody visited there, all presidents, everybody else. And for years, we made a lot of trips down there. Your dad loved the Moonlight. You know, he said if you didn't eat three plates, it wasn't worth the trip down there.
And that was the point I always struck by that is, I remember one particular day, we went down there in the dead of summer. It was probably 95, 100 degrees out there. And as usual, in a shock, the place was packed to the rafters. And he would sit there, and I think the wait was, what, an hour or something like that? And I said, you want something to drink? Nope, perfectly fine.
Well, anywhere else we went, if they didn't take us right in and set us a table, he was ready to get in the car and leave. But he would wait at Moonlight, as you say, a good hour.
Never flinch.
I know, I can see his plates right now. You know, he always ate pork. He liked the pulled pork. He liked pulled pork. He liked the fried shrimp and macaroni and cheese, baked beans and apples. And that was it. Well, then he had to settle his stomach with a big old piece of dessert or some kind.
And this is a problem in what way? I don't understand.
No, you don't understand that. And then, you know, we'd start home, and especially when you were really young, we'd start home, and of course we were all stuffed. We'd get in the car. I drove most of the time, and we'd get in the car and start home, and you all were gone. But we had some great trips to Moonlight, didn't we?
Indeed we did. Now, some other places we went to, of course, we talk about Owensboro, of course, Moonlight goes up there, but I mean, Louisville, Nashville, we've been to some interesting places there, too.
What about Wichita Falls, Texas?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you tell that? Well, how about you start it and I'll fill in the blanks?
Lee and I took a trip. My mother was born in Oklahoma, and so I've been wanting to go back there and see the things because we used to go a lot when I was a kid, and I hadn't been for a long time, so Lee and I took a trip. Had a wonderful time, didn't we? Really?
Indeed. It was a great time. We visited a little town. It's called Walters, Oklahoma, probably about 30 miles from the Red River, the border there. And one afternoon, we just basically drove over. The closest city of any import is Wichita Falls, Texas.
Well, really, the main reason we went there, when I was a kid, my dad got a pair of Justin cowboy boots there. And they would measure your feet and fit them, and so I wanted to buy you a pair of cowboy boots. So that was really the reason we went to Wichita Falls. And of course, we got over there, and the cowboy boot factory was closed.
For some strange reason, after 50 years, can't imagine that. So
we stopped out there, and there was these two older ladies sitting at the Welcome Center to Wichita Falls, and we chatted with them. And you know, you were always kind of the kind, you like to eat at a restaurant that you knew what it was going to be. And so they told us about this restaurant, and I swear I can't remember the name of it. Can you?
I can barely remember. I know it was about two streets off the main drag in Wichita Falls, almost like a truck stop. And I remember as we pulled into this place, I'm going, and gee, I left my concealed carry permit at home. It was just not...
It was a big building, but it was a dive. When you got inside, it was really nice.
Yeah, it was like this dive, but then we get inside, you see families. It was fairly packed, and then we get to the meal.
Then we get ready to order, you know. Well, their specialties, they had a specialty that was country fried steak, you know, which is a Texas thing, chicken fried steak. And so I wanted to get that, but then they had a big thing on the top that their big specialty was cheese enchiladas. So anyway, the people were so nice. So I wanted the country fried steak, and I said, well, I really kind of want to try those, too. And she said, well, I'll just bring you one. And so what did you order?
I think I ordered, it was a side of ribs or a rib platter. I think it was a rib platter because I think part of your meal, I was going to have part of your meal. I think I was going to have the tacos to go with your, that came
right,
with your meal.
Right, the enchilada came with the taco.
Yeah, or the, yeah, the tacos were like, it's almost like a side.
I mean, she brought me a great big plate for nothing.
And then they, these five or three or four or five tacos come with it. And then, of course, my ribs come out. I get a half order because I'm thinking, well, I'm going to have
not going to be good. That's
well,
what
I, that, well, also because I'm eating your tacos as well. They bring out this brontosaurus rib, I swear.
Oh, it was wonderful. That was one time that those ladies steered us right, didn't they?
Yeah, and again, it's there's a lot of those great places around the country that unless you know about it, and now, of course, TV has changed things with the man versus food, the guy show. We know a little more about these off, out-of-the-way places.
Diners, drive-in.
Yeah, whatever. The triple,
whatever that
let's
is.
Call it Triple D yeah. because that's what he calls it. We know about these places. I want to go back for a second. We talk about chicken fried steak, and that was the one regret of not going out there after seeing some of the places. What is the difference between that and round steak? Because I know growing up, we had round steak often. So what's the difference?
You know? It really has a heavier breading on it. When Nora and I went to, we went to San Antonio, and we looked up the best place that had it. And it was like a, it is round steak, but it's probably been tenderized a little bit.
I know, it's flattened out.
Yeah, it's flattened out. And then they dip it just like we would here to fry chicken or fish in. I mean, well, they use flour, usually flour and eggs and a wet dip, and then they deep fry it.
Now, and again, it's maybe not necessarily a big piece of meat. It's just long and flat.
Yeah, it's a big piece of meat. When Nora and I got it, I don't remember whether that went to Wichita Falls, but when Nora and I got it in San Antonio, it covered the whole plate and hung off the edge. And so, then we said, oh, we were supposed to get mashed potatoes and gravy with it. So then we picked up the edge of this plate-sized steak, and there is mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah, they bring you this mountain of mashed potatoes, and mostly what, it's white? Well, you can either get the white gravy
it's
or the brown.
It's white gravy with it, ordinarily. That's the way. It's like they take chicken fried steak, and that's because it's fried like chicken, and the gravy's like chicken. And it's deep fried. You can't fry it in a skillet unless you got an awful lot of oil in it like that. And I tried it and deep fried some. I'd fix you one sometime.
That was my one regret when we went out there and chance to get out there is I never did the chicken fried steak because I'm usually looking for the ribs or the steak or what have you. And that's the one thing I would like to, if I ever get a chance to get back out west there through that part of the world, I would like to do. You mentioned fried chicken.
Well, let's go back to that trip, though. Remember the Cattlemen's in Oklahoma City?
Yes, Cattlemen, the famed Cattlemen's Steakhouse out there. I believe President Bush went out there at one point. It's been featured on all the shows as well.
It was good, too. Only I sort of, I had the Mountain Oyster appetizer. I couldn't even entice you to take a bite of that.
Strangely, no, because let me just put it this way. For Mountain Oysters, let's just say...
You don't want to talk about
it. No, we don't want to. For those of you, you probably already know already, so we're
don't,
not going to go
tell
into
them
that.
About it.
Actually, though, if you want to know, actually, email Ms. Sammy after the show, and she'll be happy to explain it to you. We won't do it
I
right here.
I explained it to you when you were about 13.
And I didn't take it very well.
Columbia Steakhouse in Lexington.
Yeah, I didn't take it very well. You mentioned fried chicken, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. Outside of that kitchen, that stove, which is about 30 feet away as we're sitting here right now, what's the best fried chicken you've ever had?
Oh, mercy. I'll have to stop and think about that. What do you think? My mother fried wonderful chicken. Do you remember grandmother frying it, or were you too young?
I was too young to remember that. Most of the chicken I remember was yours. And by the way, the best fried chicken I ever had is Miss Sammy's. Thank you very much.
Well, we had
no further questions. We're done. You know,
we had fried chicken a lot when Lee was young because a chicken cost a dollar. And before he was born, Raleigh and I would eat a chicken. Well, then Raleigh insisted that Lee try fried chicken, and then we ate two chicken.
So now, then suddenly that seemed to grow, and now you, whenever we fry, it's not just two chickens, we almost need three.
Well, fried chicken, I really think the taste of a chicken when you fry a whole chicken in it is really good, but then you really like the white meat, and so do a lot of other people. So a lot of times I fry a whole chicken and then several breasts, and I really like the ones with the bone in them because I think they got a lot better taste to them.
Again, it's just, but right now anymore, just for the ease of preparation, I think a lot of people do like boneless chicken breasts.
They do tenders and chicken breasts. You know, most people, most everywhere you go now is chicken tenders. And my goodness, you know, for years, it wasn't until the last probably 10 years I ever heard of a chicken tender.
Well, I'll even throw one out of the ear. think of all those years, wings. Now, wings were back in 1965 were an afterthought. Now,
some people didn't even cook them, or they stewed them. And you could probably buy then a great big sack of wings for a dollar.
But now, of course, wings are bigger than ever thanks to the sports
wings
bar.
Wings are hot.
Yeah.
Really hot sometimes.
Yeah, hot in terms of popularity and also hot in terms of sauce, too. Boy, we're basically having to do volumes 2, 3, 4, and 5 of shows.
Okay,
here.
I'm sorry. You wanted me back at
restaurant. Let's get back to fried chicken. Let me just throw a couple out at you that you may have had. Of course, and I can't remember if they're still open or not, but I know one place that gets a lot of attention is the Claudia Sanders up near Shelbyville. I know that was always a very popular place for fried chicken. Of course, there's a connection there with Harlan Sanders, but the Claudia Sanders was always a popular place.
It is, and Kentucky Fried Chicken, maybe if it's really good now, if you get it fresh and it's really good, the first Kentucky Fried Chicken, Colonel Sanders Fried Chicken, we were in Lexington before you were born at the state tournament, and there was a Starlight Drive-In.
Right there on Nicholasville Road.
Is it still there?
I think the location is still there. It's no longer the Starlight, but there was a KFC, at least when I was there.
Well, it wasn't a KFC. It was Starlight Drive-In, and we were with some friends, the Williamsons. He was the coach at Irvington that time, and she was from Harrodsburg, that area. And they say that place got wonderful chicken. Well, it was really good. And that was when he had just starting out on it, and the gravy was gravy. You know, it was. I think we ate there 3 times during that week.
Well, bear in mind, the original KFC was not KFC because that was just a stop
Colonel
place
Sanders,
in Corbin.
Well, and then there was one on Dixie Highway because we used to stop and get a bucket
at Muldrow
shopping. Well, no, this was on. It was on up there. It was Valley before you got to Muldrow.
Valley Station, but then there was still one at Muldrow as well.
Yeah, so we used to stop there too. But that was really good. And I've eaten a lot of good fried chicken that different people fried. And then I've eaten some bad. And I tell you, it took me a long time to learn. My mother fried wonderful chicken. And poor Raleigh had some that was practically burnt. And then he had some that was red at the bone before I finally learned how to fry it. But practice makes perfect. And I don't fry as much now as I used to. I know that's not good news to you.
But anyway, I guess that's volume one of best places we eat. We're going to have to do a volume 2, volume 3, volume 4, volume 937 as we go down the road. Oh. But we're going to have to, I guess, wrap it up.
No, we haven't gone to Corky's and we haven't gone to
volume 2. We got tease people.
It's New Orleans House.
It's teasing people, Miss Sammy. We got to tease people.
I know, you and I better.
We got to bring it back again. But anyway,
Paul lets me talk, my sunshine.
I know. Paul lets you talk. But hey, we're out of time here for this morning. But Miss Sammy, thanks as always for sharing a little bit of your history there, and hopefully we can do a couple of more of these down the road. If anyone needs a recipe or has a recipe to share or wants to know about Rocky Mountain oysters, how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, they can email me, sammyq@bbtail.com, or they can email me there at the station and you all pass it on, or you can call me on the telephone. You know, most everybody knows where I am.
And if you need the email, that's wxbc@bbtail.com. Miss Sammy, thanks as always.
And don't forget, never trust a skinny cook.